This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Morning, America! Hello, world, and welcome to the Monday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I am the Captain, Matt Bruce, as I broadcast live from my flagship station, AM 860, The Answer, here in Tampa, Florida, in my Moss Nissan studio, to great radio stations all across America, in the Caribbean, and around the world, too, via the Internet and on the satellite, streaming live online. Now, a special shout-out goes out, as always, to our military men and women listening to us right now all across the country and around the world, plus to our first responders, our EMTs, firefighters, police, hospital, and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Border Patrol, security officers, and the U.S. Coast Guard, too. Thanks for keeping us all free and safe. And to all the people working on the Third Watch, the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers, bakers, maintenance, janitorial workers, mechanics, the construction workers, bulk mail centers, and all those Uber, Lyft, taxi, and bus drivers, too, thanks for what you do to keep America rolling along. And to all the roughnecks out there, wherever you happen to be, and to all those guys and gals working at Aramco over in the Middle East, thank you very much for what you do to keep America's energy moving. Now, don't forget to check out the Captain's America Third Watch.com website. You can also follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch, or on Twitter at Captain's America. And joining us right now, we've got the professor of politics himself, Kyle Warren. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Time to say the pledge. Are you ready?
I certainly am.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words, ladies and gentlemen, under God, because our great country was founded with Judeo-Christian values. Well, Kyle, some very sad news to report. We lost a couple of our special forces guys over in Afghanistan. They were out of the 7th Special Forces Group, which is right here in Florida, Eglin Air Force Base up in the Panhandle. They've been identified as Sergeants First Class Javier Gutierrez of San Antonio, Texas, and Sergeant First Class Antonio Rodriguez of Las Cruces, New Mexico. Now, unfortunately, for that type of news, we happen to be broadcasting into both those cities right now. And our thoughts and prayers go to the families. This is a horrible thing. It was an insider attack, and we've got to stop this this blue-on-green stuff.
That's exactly right, Captain. Both of the men who were killed, they were both 28 years old, we understand, and they died after an individual evidently wearing an Afghan uniform, but again, part of this, what appears to be an inside job, opened fire at them. Six other U.S. soldiers were also wounded in this attack, but you're right, this is just unacceptable, and our hearts just go out to the families in this. It's very, very sad.
Well, the individual that did this was using a machine gun, and apparently he did the old Viet Cong trick, and I know that when I say this, you're going to know what I mean. They would always aim low, try to knock you down, and then finish you off while you're on the ground, and that's exactly what this was all about. And they were able to get this shooter and kill him, so that ended that. But in the meantime, he killed two of our guys and wounded six others.
Exactly right. Exactly right. Just unconscionable.
Now, the Rudy is back in the news again, and gosh, it's amazing how he just can't seem to stay out of the news. Senator Lindsey Graham yesterday referred to him by saying that the Department of Justice had been receiving information about the Biden's activity, both Joe and Hunter and even the brother that's involved in all of this stuff, from Rudy Giuliani, and it was being passed along to the Department of Justice. This came from Senator Lindsey Graham.
That's right. That's right. And information about presumably about the Bidens or anything related to Ukraine that Rudy Giuliani may have uncovered in his travels and his investigations as he was looking to come up with issues to help defend the president in the impeachment trial and the investigation, of course, that was done by the House. So this is a major thing that could be coming out as well. As I don't think people are getting ready to let go anytime soon of what was Joe Biden's connection to Ukraine.
Now, there was an MSNBC pundit who, over the weekend, revealed the exact reason why Democratic pandering won't win the black vote in 2020. I've heard a lot of pundits over the weekend, pardon me, say that Mayor Pete does not have the support of the blacks. As a matter of fact, the blacks are staying away from him because of what happened. The word has gotten out about what happened to him in his home city with the police department and all that, remember?
Right. Oh, that's right. Yeah.
Yeah, the shooting of the black individual and all that and how he handled that. And I also don't believe that Bernie Sanders is going to do very well. I could be wrong with that group. And Mayor Pete certainly isn't going to do anything because they don't particularly care for, you know, his style, I guess is a good way to put it.
Well, this is something that, of course, as we're looking ahead now to the New Hampshire primary, and we're looking at how the polling is going and what the expectations are for Bernie Sanders, Mayor Pete, and, of course, also Joe Biden. All indications are that Joe Biden still has an uphill battle in New Hampshire, but Joe Biden believes that South Carolina is going to be his quote-unquote fire.
And Nevada
as well. And so that may help to tell the tale. Now, will that be a one-time shot in the arm kind of thing? Or is that going to carry him through Super Tuesday and the rest? It's debatable at this point. But Joe Biden, his particular campaign, I wouldn't say it's foundering at this point, but he certainly is running low on money, we understand, and running very low on momentum.
Well, Super Tuesday is when the delegates get firms, when 40% of the delegates are awarded to the candidates. So that's a big deal. That's how come they're trying to hang around at least till Super Tuesday to see what they can do. That includes all of them. All right, hold that thought. Folks, we'll be right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. And we got to take a little break, pay a few bills, and when we come back, we'll tell you what's going on.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Hey guys, it's Sue Cosner, your favorite sexual health expert, with another version of Ask the Pro. This month, I got a letter from Sandy in Seattle about an explosive bedroom secret she and her husband recently discovered. She writes, "Dear Sue, my husband and I used to have a great life in the bedroom, but in the last few years, he has struggled. He's tried about everything, but nothing has worked. Then one day he came home and gave me a night I will never forget. He told me about this secret formula, Noxatril, that changed our life in the bedroom once and for all. Wow, Sandy, you beat me to it. I recommend Noxatril to every guy that struggles in the bedroom. It's the only one. Noxatril is all natural and works to increase blood flow fast. It's like that little blue pill on steroids. Noxatril has a special free bottle offer shipped discreetly to your door.
To find out how to get your bottle of Noxatril, call 800-421-0954. 800-421-0954. Get your free bottle for a limited time. Call now. 800-421-0954. 800-421-0954.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe.
If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses. Why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNLive.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6000. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
This is Kyle Warren, the Professor of Politics, and you're listening to the fastest-growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America, Third Watch, with host Captain Matt Bruce.
Thank you very much, Mr. Announcer Guy, who's hanging on my telephone line waiting for me to get back to him. But I got to tell everybody, this portion of the Captain's America Third Watch, our Monday morning edition, is brought to you by Relief Factor. So how's your New Year's resolution going so far? And I'm speaking specifically about your resolution to get out of pain in 2020. Well, I'll tell you what, with a couple of weeks, 3 weeks at the most, you can try the 3-week quick start of Relief Factor for $19.95, and you might have the problem solved, like a lot of us have. Getting out of pain is something that's can be done. Now, neck pain, back pain, shoulder and hip and knee pain, general muscle aches and pains due to aging, exercise, and everyday living, it can all be handled by Relief Factor and the 3-week quick start, the $19.95 3-week quick start. So, go over to the website, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain, and take a look at what they have to offer over there. And you'll see the little tutorial there, the little video that'll lead you right through how Relief Factor works, what's in it. And I'll tell you, I've been on it for 3 years and 10 months. It'll soon be 3 years and 11 months, and then it'll soon be 4 years. And it works for me. And I'm glad I got on it because I was able to get rid of Mulbic and Flexeril from my life, which made my days a lot better. Okay, relieffactor.com/captain. All right, back to Kyle Warner, Professor of Politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
All right, I got a little something here I'm going to play before we get into the next part of the segment here. But here's Elizabeth Warren complaining about how the current mood of the country, created by, of course, our great president, Donald Trump, has added to her problems when it comes to race relations.
There's a story in Politico that I saw you responded to, and I just want to get your response to it here on air, about six women of color that quit your Nevada campaign with complaints of a toxic work environment and tokenism. One of them went on the record. I saw that you responded to that and apologized. What do you want to say in response to learning about that?
You know, I believe these women without any equivocation. And I apologize personally that they had a bad experience on the campaign. I really work hard to try to build a campaign and a work environment where it's diverse and open and everyone is welcome and celebrated and gets to bring their whole self to work every day. But I'm also very aware that racism and oppression in this country have left a long legacy. And it creates the kind of toxicity where people, power structures, people take advantage of other people. It's something for which we have to be constantly vigilant and constantly determined to do better. I take responsibility for this, and I'm working with my team to address these concerns.
What do you suppose she was talking about?
Well, obviously these are shots across the bow for President Trump and all the stuff that's hurled against him. But it's interesting, Captain, that, you know, one of the things that she says, and obviously there's very serious issues going on, but evidently she didn't mention anything about, you know, I want to find out about this. I'm going to get all the details. She just says, well, you know, it is what it is, I suppose, but yet tried to pivot to be some kind of a sort of a virtue signaling on her part. And it fell flat, I think. She doesn't sound like a president of the United States.
Now, the president announced yesterday with his new budget for some odd $4.1 trillion. Is that what it is?
I believe so. That's right.
Yeah, that he was cutting foreign aid to, and that's a good thing because, again, there's some countries, in my opinion, that get foreign aid that shouldn't get it. And he was also going to make sure the Social Security safety nets that were still there and some cuts on some general programs around the country that definitely have been misused over the past. And, by the way, I really believe that he could take every agency and he could just cut 10% waste out of it. Just say, okay, cut 10%. Because there's at least that in waste in every agency that's out there. Am I wrong?
No, not at all. Not at all. Yeah, I think that, you know, when we look at these kinds of things, you know, one of the things that departments at any level of government really want to do is they want to make sure that they spend a lot so that next year their budget isn't cut. You know, they say, hey, look, you know, we needed $100 million last year. We spent it. We need $150 million this year, that kind of thing, and they go on spending. But you're right. The idea is that if we, and just like people have to do, Captain, across the kitchen table, they have to say to themselves, what can we afford and what can we not afford? That's the way the rest of the world runs, and that's really something that can be applied to government.
Now, the Department of Homeland Security has also announced that they plan to spend an extra $66 million in initial response to the coronavirus problem that we have in this country. Now, obviously, this is just a drop in the bucket because I believe, as of the start of the show, the death toll had climbed up to about 910 or something like that, and the cases reported were up to 40,000. Is that right?
That's exactly right, Captain. This is unfortunately, we're seeing major increases in the new cases, and of course, in those who are succumbing to this. This $66 million is a little more than half that the Infectious Diseases Rapid Response Reserve Fund has, which I think shows that this is a major thing that the U.S. government is trying to do in order to help combat this disease. Now, in the United States, because we've had such good and rapid responses, we're not seeing the level of transmission or these kinds of things yet, and that's a very good thing. But in different parts of the world, this is where we're seeing this happen, and especially in China, they are very, very scared and concerned about this, because also there is a fear factor involved in this, and that's it's hitting their economy and hitting, I think, also the ability to diagnose and treat this, because people might be afraid, hey, they're going to take me away, that kind of thing.
Yeah, and folks, I'm talking to you, Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, as we do several nights a week, and this week we may or may not be able to get Wayne Allen Root on. I'm going to ask him at least, see if he wants to come on, but Kyle's on just about every other night to start out the program in hour number one. Now, the other thing is a Democratic strategist has come out and said that President Trump's efforts to woo back the black voters could very well pay off. Now, we're seeing some polls that are showing as high as 20% support with Donald Trump amongst the blacks.
Yeah, isn't this interesting? And, you know, Captain, I think that, you know, if we go back to the days before President Trump came down the escalator and announced that he wanted to run for president there at Trump Tower, I think you would find that President Trump and his relation with the African-American community, African-American business people, and so forth, was a very, very good one. And no one ever thought, at least I had never heard any inkling, that somehow Donald Trump had a problem with the African-American community or vice versa. But yet, this is fodder, cannon fodder for going after the president politically. But also, Captain, the proof's in the pudding. The proof's in the pudding because you see people in all different groups, the jobs are increasing, the unemployment is going down to record lows. It's a good day for everybody, and we could say a good day for Americans, because that's what it's all about in the final analysis.
Yeah, you're right. And the other thing is that Nancy Pelosi had to chime in about the economy and say that Donald Trump was taking credit for Barack Obama's economy. But listen to this.
When he was trying to discredit the triumph of the Obama administration on the economy, and I've given you a paper on this put out by the Joint Economic Committee under leadership of Don Beyer, our House Vice Chair, on that. And it talks about all the things, job creation and the rest. But to succinctly put it, when President Obama came into office, the unemployment rate was 10%. When he left, it was 5%.
Whoa, wait a minute. Is that true?
It doesn't ring a bell
to me.
No, and I remember, Captain, back during the Obama years, when they would talk about the unemployment, but what was happening is many people were simply not being counted anymore because they stopped looking for work. And so they sort of went poof into the ether.
You're right. They stopped looking for work. They went on Social Security. They retired, they did whatever, and then they came back into the workforce under Donald Trump because they realized that they could have a job again.
Exactly right. Yeah.
Yep. All right. Well, hold that thought, folks. We'll be right back with more with Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, and I'm going to check on that real quick, see what that's about the unemployment thing. All right, we'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
A suspect is in custody for shooting two New York City police officers in separate incidents in the Bronx this weekend. Mayor Bill de Blasio.
An attack on a police officer is an attack on all of us. It's an attack on a democratic society, a decent society. And it's intolerable. And we will not accept it. And we will fight back with everything we have because we have to protect not only New Yorkers, but everything that we believe in this city. A place where everyone can live in peace and decency and mutual respect.
Both police officers are expected to recover. Two U.S. Special Forces members were killed and six others were wounded when a man wearing an Afghan uniform opened fire on a joint base in the eastern Nangarhar province of Afghanistan. This is USA Radio News.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
This is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, you are. And this portion of the Captain's America Third Watch brought to you by your local Geico agent or Geico Insurance. If you want to get a quote, go to the website, Geico, G-E-I-C-O, Geico.com. Type in your zip code. You'll find out two things. Number one, you'll find out where your local agent is. Number two, it'll ask you, the person on the other end, when you get there, it'll ask you if you want a quote or what type of information you need to have. So if you're checking out the information, you can get a quote right there on the web, and you can also start your policy right there on the web. It's all that easy. Now, Geico has been saving people money for over 75 years because they are currently the second largest personal auto insurer in the country. Now they insure over 21 million drivers, including me, your humble talk radio host. So don't forget, you can get insurance for your car, insurance for your truck, insurance for your motorcycle, your ATV, your boat, your RV, your Ski-Doo, your Sea-Doo, and it'll even help you with your homeowners and renters insurance too, through your Geico insurance agent nearest you. Now, let me tell you, I've got a discount on a discount because I decided to go and get my homeowner's insurance with them, which I did, along with my car insurance. So as a result, I get a cheaper rate. And a lot of companies do that, so that's not normal. So check them out online, Geico, G-E-I-C-O, Geico.com. All right, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, is back with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Well, Mayor de Blasio has upset the boys in blue, and I'm so happy to hear this because I've been waiting, waiting, waiting. The Police Sergeants Union in New York City told Mayor de Blasio They are declaring war on him as a result of his lackadaisical attitude and police policies they've got. And by the way, over the weekend, the same guy went into two different police substations in New York City and shot the place up, wounding two officers, I believe.
I believe so, yes, yes. And, you know, they are really mincing no words, Captain. They're actually saying to the mayor, Mayor de Blasio, that, you know, don't come visit us in the hospitals, basically. And they're saying, this isn't over, game on. This is a major, major development. And of course, generally speaking, not only in New York, but in different areas around the country, you know, we've seen this horrible attitude towards the men and women in blue, who literally keep us safe every day out on the streets. And to the point where, you know, even here, I think in the LA area, they're dousing the police with water. Who knows what it'll be next, but the police have shown amazing restraint. If you've seen some of these videos that have been taken, they've shown amazing restraint in all this, but it's a desensitization for the criminal element to believe that they can simply ambush the cops, take it out on the cops, and just absolutely, I mean, it's literally a world upside down, and I think regular people, law-abiding citizens, have had enough of it.
Yeah, absolutely. And by the way, there are 13,000 members, current sergeants and retired sergeants of the New York Police Department, and this all has taken place as a result of the attacks on two police officers in two different police substations in a 12-hour span in New York City over the weekend.
That's exactly right, exactly right. And of course, also we see, I believe in New York City as well, this notion of getting criminals back on the street almost as fast as they possibly can. And it just contributes to the notion that if I'm out there doing crime, hey, nothing's not going to happen. I'll be back on the street. No big deal. You know, and it literally sends the wrong message. Our society is in grave danger because of policies like this.
Now, speaking of the mood of the country and some of these people that are out there, these wackos that are doing what they're doing, we had a horrible incident over the weekend in Jacksonville, Florida, where we had a Republican Party of Jacksonville, of Duval County, rather, was set up in a mall plaza shopping lot with their little tent, registering people to vote. And somebody, some young man, came along and plowed into the tent, missed hitting one of the people in the tent by 6 inches, and drove off.
Yes, exactly. You know, this is just unconscionable. I can't imagine, you know, what has to be happening in somebody's brain to go and do such a thing. And of course, this is unfortunately part and parcel of the kind of just hateful politics that people are being indoctrinated to, and they're sort of succumbing to it. They're giving into it, and it's being and again, it's like I talked about, this desensitization. Well, they're the enemy, and so they're no longer actually real people. They're Republicans, or they're Nazis. They'll call them that or whatever. And it's just something that is absolutely just not acceptable.
Well, the picture of the young man that was in the paper with one of those new style haircuts led me to believe that he might have been perhaps a Bernie supporter. I'm just saying that for what it's worth, maybe even Elizabeth Warren, but he looked like one of the strange people to do that. Now, I also want to mention that had I been there, or had anybody where I was at yesterday, any of the people at the gun show been there, a concealed carry person been there, there would have been 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 shots pumped into that vehicle that tried to run him over.
Well, you know, Captain, if somebody takes a vehicle and tries to murder people with it,
that's assault with a deadly weapon.
Exactly, assault with a deadly weapon. And as a citizen or somebody who's trying to stop something like that, I can't imagine anybody who would take issue with something like that. Because if somebody came up and pulled out a gun or a knife and started trying to kill people, well, then everybody sees that for what it is. But this is also an assault with a deadly weapon.
And I would strongly recommend to the Republican parties that are listening to me all around the country, when you have an event like that, you're out there with two or three or four people underneath a little tent like that, that you have somebody out there that's either, if you're an open carry state, that's fine. But if you're in concealed carry state, then you make sure you got somebody out there to be able to protect you, because copycat stuff happens all the time, and don't be surprised if it happens again.
Well, exactly. And also, I'm sure our listeners may have seen some of these videos that have happened on college campuses where you have someone there and they have a Republican or a conservative little table set up or something like that, and they come up and people actually are physically attacked on the fly, and they just, people, it's almost like they're possessed, and they start throwing fists and tearing things up. And this is that kind of mentality that I was talking about, that desensitization.
Yeah, and I'm speaking to Kyle Warner, professor of politics. Now, Iowa released their final delegate results, and Mayor Pete edged Bernie Sanders by two votes.
Well, that's right. So it's pretty close, but, you know, and we need to tell Bernie Sanders something, though, too. There is a winner. You know, we don't take all the votes and redistribute them or something like that, you know, as we would under, like, presumably a socialist regime of Bernie Sanders. But there has to be a winner, and it was Mayor Pete.
Mm. Now, the Iranians are probably crying in their spilled milk today, because they launched what was going to be a tremendous thing, a Victory satellite, a communication satellite. Yeah, sure it was. A Victory satellite that failed to reach orbit, so you know what that means.
What's that?
It's going to come back to Earth.
That's right. Well, that's right. Yeah, what goes up must come down. That's right. Well, it might start burning up, who knows, but you're right. It's got to come down somewhere. And what the Iranians try to do is, I think it's because it's February, they try to have these big sort of announcements, and especially having to do with anything with their space program, as it were, because it coincides with the anniversary of the Islamic Revolution in 1979. But this time, it's not such good news. And who knows what really brought that down.
Well, it's not that anything got brought it down. They didn't get it up high enough to get it into orbit.
Yeah, well, I mean, I should say whatever went wrong with it, whether or not it's truly a technical problem or if it was programming or who knows what it was.
Now, very quickly, we're going to end on this note. Apparently, AOC decided to quote a fake economist by the name of Milton Keynes, who did not exist, talking about the economy of the United States. But this fake economist, Milton Keynes, how do you like that?
Yeah, well, see, that's one of the problems. You know, it's there's so much stuff out there that you got to vet it, and you got to figure it out, and you got to make sure that before you go out and start telling all your constituency or whatever, otherwise you could end up looking pretty foolish. And you and I know as well as anybody that if we get a story, we got to look at it, we got to make sure it's right before we tell people about it.
Right, and everybody, we started out here, Mayor Giuliani reveals that he may have the smoking gun in the Hunter Biden case when witnesses ready to name names. So keep your eyes on that one today, right?
Absolutely, yeah.
All right, tell us how to hear your show, sir.
Thank you, Captain. Yes, you can go to KyleWarrenShow.com.
All right, we'll talk to you tomorrow.
Sounds good.
All right, Kyle Warren, everybody, the professor of politics. Professor of politics he is. And we shall return, don't go anywhere, with the Trucker's Highway and Byway Report. And we had some weather tonight, and it's pretty much out in the southwest coming across into Texas. So there you go. We'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771.
for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
Hypertension runs in my family, unfortunately. I started having problems a number of years ago, and I had heard the commercials a number of times, and I personally do not like the idea of being on medication. Even though I'm a physician, you would think, you know, that's our thing, but we just don't like it. So I figured, you know, I'll start the product, and I did, and I got to tell you, it does help. By the grace of God and that product, you know, my labs come back really good all the time, right on the money. I used to always have like cold toes in the wintertime, and I used to love going down to Florida for my medical conferences. But since I've been taking the product regularly, I don't have that problem anymore. You got a great product there, Don, and I just wanted to tell you how appreciative I am. Thank you so much.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Boogie tune called Race Radio. A little song for that left lane. Goes like this. Come on, baby. I got a 4 1/4 cat sitting under my hood. I got 15 gears and my rubber is good.
driving here right, Pete. Look good wherever I go, and there just ain't nothing wrong with my radio. I got an imported radio that sits on my dad's. I got a Rode King mic that I like to match. And when I key my mic, my fellow truckers know that there just ain't nothing wrong with my radio. Well, I was headed to Memphis, it was late one night, when me and another hang got in a radio fight. Well, he went and feed his mic, but I took control of the show, because there ain't nothing wrong with my radio.
Alrighty, that's Ray Carlisle, Rooster Cruisin', is what that is. Ain't nothing wrong with his radio. And our Truckers Highway and Byway Report, first one of the night, brought to you by your local Pilot and or Flying J. A special shout out to Matthew in San Antonio, who just chimed in, and to Roy, who also chimed in. And they're over there on Facebook. That's how we're hearing from them. And we appreciate you guys very much chiming in and saying howdy, howdy. Now, a storm system will bring areas of heavy snow to the upper Midwest and locally heavy rain from Texas and Louisiana to Ohio. Now, this system is going to stall early this week for a multi-day heavy rain event across the Mid-South and the Appalachians. In the meantime, locally heavy rain, mountain snow, and gusty winds will impact the desert Southwest through Tuesday. Now, we do have snow tonight up in Montana also. But in parts of Colorado, in a lot of New Mexico tonight, where folks are listening to us, in the western part of Texas, to include Amarillo down through Lubbock, as well as eastern Arizona, this would be north of Tucson and west of Tucson in the higher elevations up about 75 to 100 miles north. You've got snow there. Also got snow tonight in California in the mountains out along I-8 when you come east out of San Diego, going east, that big high mountain range that's out there before you drop down into Calexico. There is some snow going on there tonight right now, so be advised of that. But you have a situation right now where it's a winter storm watch, but it's going to definitely be a mixture of things in the lower elevations, mostly rain. However, there's a possibility for sleet or freezing rain, depending on the temperature, of course. But in the mountainous areas, especially of New Mexico, that includes all of I-40, all the way to Amarillo, you will have predominantly snow in the area. Now, the rain starts up in eastern Texas, right about I-20 east of Dallas, and it goes all the way across the I-20 corridor in Louisiana, and it goes across the I-20 corridor in Mississippi. It goes through Birmingham, I-20. It goes up north of Atlanta. There might be some rain in Atlanta right at the moment, but it's not as heavy as it is to the north of there. And it goes up into Knoxville, Tennessee right now, where you got heavy rain. Now, you do have some flood warnings right now up in Mississippi, up around, it's actually about the middle of Mississippi, it looks like, right now. So you got a couple of other roads in the mix there, one of them being I-55. And right there where the junction is, I-55 and I-20, it looks like as if you got a flood warning in that entire area. Now, up in Kentucky, you've got light rain tonight. You've got some winds blowing along in the central and western part of Wisconsin, as well as the southeastern corner of Minnesota. Got some snow in the southwestern part of Minnesota over into the, just over the border into South Dakota. And then, as I said, the central part of Montana tonight, you have snow. And if you're along I-15, and you're coming north out of Utah and Idaho, you probably will run into it right over the Idaho border. Looking good in Utah tonight. We had snow almost every night last week in Utah. And then Colorado, west of I-25 from around Colorado Springs, Pueblo, west, up over the top of the rocks. You've got snow there. Got snow down around the New Mexico border. And then it looks like as if it might be snowing in the Lyman, Colorado area along U.S. 287. At least it looks that way. So we'll take a peek. Now, in upstate New York, you've got some snow flurries there that are coming off the lake, it looks like, right now. Lake Ontario up around Watertown from the Thousand Islands Bridge down just below Watertown. Probably Sandy Creek snow there. Snow over into the Adirondacks. Snow in the Catskills right now. And it looks like you got some snow in the Berkshire section of Massachusetts and possibly southern Vermont right now. So that's where we're at with the snow up there. Nothing in New Hampshire at the moment, but I guess that's subject to change because all the Democrats are there. So you might get some weather there. Might get some weather. But that's what it's looking like right now with the Truckers Highway and Byway Report. Now, keep in mind, your Truckers Highway and Byway Report is always brought to you by our friends at the Pilot Travel Center and Flying J Truck Stop nearest you. There's some really good food these days at those places, I'm telling you. And again, it's not your daddy's truck stop anymore. Everybody remembers what the Pilots used to be, but not like that anymore. The Pilot Travel Centers, you can find an Arby's, you can find a McDonald's, you might find a Wendy's, full-service Dairy Queen with their full menu. You might find a Chester's Chicken, a Pizza Hut, Subway, Taco Bell. Could even find a full-service Dunkin' Donuts here with their full menu. Certainly the Flying J's are the way they've always been with the Denny's in there, nice sit-down restaurant, or the Huddle House, another nice sit-down restaurant, or Moe's Southwest Grill, which is a treat if you like the food that they have to offer. But they do a full menu, both Southwest style as well as regular American cuisine. So it's all good. And again, I've had some of everything there that we're talking about in my travels around, and it's good. It's good. And the service there is good, too. Now, if you do what Nelson does, if you stop by and you tell him the captain sent you up there at the Flying J or the Pilot in Valdosta or up there right on the border, Lake Park with Florida, you'll get yourself a nice hot cup of coffee and away you go. And that's what they do because if you tell them you're listening to us, that's exactly what they'll do. And the other thing is I got to say hello to some folks here because I just realized we got Maria back in the chat room. Hello, Maria. And Eric's there. And let's see. Al is there. Hello, Al. And who else is in there? Wally's in there. And there's some other person here that was there a minute ago. Well, I guess if I look up here, I'll find out. Oh, okay. Maria, Kyle's in there talking to the folks. Al's in there. Oh, Sam the Paperman. All righty. Sam the Paperman's in there. And our buddy Donna Fiducia from up there in Georgia, she's in there too listening. So we appreciate all of you that are in the chat room. And you can join that chat room by going to the Captain's America, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. Like the page, and then get on over there into the message thing that's there, the messenger, where it says send a message, and it'll come right to us. And there you go. All righty. Coming back right after the news, top of the hour here, on our stations get to identify themselves and all that good stuff. More on the Captain's America Third Watch. And when we come back, I'm going to get into talking about cheating and what might happen with this election and what we need to be aware of. Be back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.